Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Elon Musk meeting with congressional Republicans last night. After word comes, the IRS is planning to cut half of its workforce and the Department of Veterans Affairs cutting over 70,000 employees. Today, President Trump is expected to sign an executive order directing new Education Secretary Linda McMahon to begin the process of dismantling the U.S. Department of Education. Rough weather causing damage in spots around the country.
At least three people killed and six injured after strong storms swept through Mississippi. Meanwhile, in Iowa, whiteout conditions and zero visibility have stranded drivers, cars, and trucks scattered across highways. Plows digging vehicles out of the snow as authorities urge people to stay home.
ABC Stephanie Ramos, North Carolina, hitting with a tornado, 90-mile-an-hour winds, ripping apart buildings. A relatively calm night for Pope Francis, who remains hospitalized with double pneumonia. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. An Elon Musk-backed group is running potentially deceptive advertisements in the Wisconsin Supreme Court campaign. The group, called Progress 2028, has been running ads that appear to be messages of support for Judge Susan Crawford. The ads describe Judge Crawford as a progressive champion, but some say the true intent of the ads is to tie her to controversial issues like abortion and immigration to influence moderate voters. Musk-affiliated groups have spent millions in support of Crawford's conservative opponent, Judge Brad Schimmel. Wisconsin Congressman Tom Tiffany has reintroduced legislation to eliminate most renewable energy subsidies for solar and wind energy projects on farms. The bill, titled the Future Agricultural Retention and Management Act, would prevent taxpayer funding from being used to encourage developers to use those power sources instead of others. The legislation would not outright prevent developers from building wind turbines or solar panels. Tiffany says the legislation is meant to protect agricultural land for future generations. Shell Lake area first responders are advising residents that they will be conducting a large-scale critical incident training session at Shell Lake School tomorrow. According to law enforcement authorities, the training will be an all-day event with a number of area agencies, including Shell Lake First Responders, the Washburn and Barron County Sheriff's Departments, and the Department of Public Health and Human Services. Authorities say the training may look like a serious response at the school, but residents should not be alarmed. A federal office in Ashland is among those scheduled to be closed by Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. According to a press release from the U.S. House Natural Resources Committee, Ashland's Bureau of Indian Affairs is slated to be closed by the end of the year. The agency works to maintain productive relationships with tribal governments, including the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa in the region. The lease on the building, which houses about 40 agency employees, originally would have expired in 2028. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks dominate Dallas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the shorthanded Dallas Mavericks in Milwaukee by 30 points, 137 to 107. Damian Lillard with 34 points, Giannis with 32, now with a total 20,000 career points. Men's college basketball, the Marquette Golden Eagles battled but lost at UConn 72 to 66. Next, they host number 6th ranked St. John's on Saturday. Head coach Shaka Smart after the game.
I told the guys we don't have a lot of time to, you know, mope around and feel sorry for ourselves because we got another game on Saturday early. You know, I have a hard time flushing losses, but I have to lead the way for our team and set the example for that because Saturday's senior day.
The Badgers with a win at Minnesota, 74 to 67. Wisconsin guard Jack Janecki hustled, but got banged in the mouth. Did he lose a tooth?
He looks like a hockey player right now, but it'll be fine. It's just a little chip.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the mid-30s this afternoon. The wind will be from the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 15. Tomorrow, sunny, 34. We're back to 40 on Saturday. By Sunday, sunshine with a high of 45. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside right now, it's 12.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
1849, ban on abortions. Which, by the way, what is squat about that bill?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
What is squat about that bill?
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
What is squat about that bill?
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin's Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time on The Serious Side. We'll talk about the 80,000 cuts proposed to the Department of Veterans Affairs and on what's worse, the Olio edition. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt Mayer on Air.
There's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. Good morning, Chief Cardi. How you doing, man?
Man, I'm feeling pretty good, man. The weekend's approaching. It's Thirsty Thursdays. I got me some Starbucks today. How about you, Earl?
I'm doing fine, man. It's Thursday, so as we await...
My
good friend, Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, there he is. Hey, good morning to you, Dr. Omar. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Yeah, well, it's going to be 60 degrees a couple of days next week, man.
It's cold today.
I know.
It's just not changing fast enough.
The bones are cold again.
Yeah, exactly.
So you won't have to flee to Vegas or Abu Dhabi or any of those places in order to feel some warmth.
Actually, I'm going next week to Texas. It's going to be beautiful. I'm going for a seminar, 2-day seminar about weight loss, functional medicine weight loss, to learn more and get trained more about like what can we do to help people with obesity and weight management, because it's still happening.
So. Well, I got to ask you, why don't they hold those things in Finland?
I wish. I think they do, but, you know, no one's going to go.
Those aren't the ones you're going to. Or at the North Pole.
Oh my God. It's always in a warm place because they want to give you a good experience to learn and have good experience at the same time.
Yeah. All right. So Dr. Omar, we are going to talk about probiotics. And I think we should begin by explaining to people what probiotics are and why your body needs them.
Well, that's a very good question, because the moment that you tell someone about probiotics, they say, okay, I eat yogurt. Why do I have to have extra bacteria in my gut? God created me perfect. I have enough diversity. So as simple, probiotics are live beneficial bacteria and yeasts that help support a healthy gut microbiome, healthy gut balance, good bacteria, because they contribute to digestion, immunity, and overall health. All right. So they help to restore the gut balance, crowd out the harmful bacteria, maintain a balanced microbiome. They help to support the digestion, breakdown of food, absorption of nutrients, and reducing bloating and gas. Help to boost the immune function, regulate immune responses, reduce inflammation, and they help to produce beneficial compounds, which is short-chain fatty acids and vitamins that support the health. So many of us over the years, we take antibiotics. Someone come and tell you, I got a Z-Pak because I had an infection. Or someone is taking medications that affected the healthy bacteria. Or people with Lyme disease, chronic condition that make them take longer-term antibiotics. That all disturb the healthy living culture in their gut. And that's when we say take probiotics. So it is important to consider it as part of the treatment. When you take an antibiotic, to take a probiotics with it. Every patient that come and I dispense antibiotic, I tell them, hey, we have 6 months after you take this antibiotic that your gut health might be compromised if you don't take good probiotics for those 6 months. So it's a wide topic and it is like so old that we talk about it, but at the same time as a blank term. And people many times don't understand that there is many probiotics strains and they help with different conditions.
So when you talk about again, how often should people take probiotics?
That's a very good question. I say 6 months in a year, I would say would be enough or would be kind of a step. But I would start with the time that I take an antibiotic. Right after that, I would do 6 months of probiotics rich in Lactobacillus bifidobacterium, Saccharomyces boulardii. These are strains that can be used. So after you take an antibiotic, you take probiotics. If you're having gas and bloating and you did not see the reason why it's happening and it's continuous, you might need to bring some balance to your gut. If you take probiotics and you're not getting better, you might be getting worse, then we need further digging to see what is actually going on. So, probiotics, we can think of it as a tool to bring balance to our gut health. And we have to consider using it if we are kind of having problem in digestion. Patients with IBS and Crohn's, they would be very sensitive to what they take. These are autoimmune conditions that just taking any probiotics might not make their condition better. It might actually, they might get worse because of the severe imbalance that is in the gut. So where do we start? Where do we start? That's a very important question. I would start with checking how I feel with digestion. Do I have constipation? Do I have diarrhea? And then I ask the right question to my functional medicine practitioner or holistic pharmacy, and I would be recommended a probiotics to take.
So when you, I have to tell you before our discussion, totally ignorant on all of these discussions that you and I have, never knew of the verbiage, but never knew what these things did. I always thought that probiotics were for, constipation. And so if I'm constipated, I run to the pharmacy to get some, probiotics to help me, relieve myself is, but that's not it, is it?
Not enough to say that it would help only with constipation. Some of the strains, like the rhamnosus strain, I think Lactobacillus rhamnosus, they help with IBS, and IBS can be diarrhea or constipation. But there is also probiotics that are called psychobiotics that are important for the brain health. So it would be actually there is communication that happens with between the bacteria that's in your brain and in your gut. And managing this delicate balance is very important. Let's think of the gut. This is the way that we absorb the nutrients. Anything that you eat, you want to absorb the nutrients, get it through the bloodstream. The probiotics or the healthy culture, trillions of cells that are helping with this process. So they definitely do an action that need to be addressed. And it's not just going to be addressed by a prescription drug. Actually, the prescription drugs, many of them would cause the imbalance of gut healthy bacteria, like metformin medication, the top number one medication that's prescribed for type 2 diabetes. So that affects this healthy culture. So yeah, it is not just probiotics, not just any probiotics, and not just for any cause. If you're constipated, lactobacillus would be very helpful. But how about if someone is having an antibiotic, we need to give them something that can live in the antibiotic culture that I am still taking. So that will be something called Saccharomyces boulardii. You see, the name is actually very long, but it's Sac boulardii, let's say it simply. That would have a lot of benefits for the immune system, for the absorption of food. And it's actually yeast, not bacteria. So it can help to live in the harsh culture that's created by the antibiotic. So.
Go ahead, Dr. Umar.
So it's just, I want to say that it's a wider term to be used, not just one thing that we're going to pull out from the fridge in the pharmacy, because many times, actually, most of the best probiotics now are shelf stable, so they are not put in the fridge.
855-752-4842. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. Any questions or comments that you have, any discussion that you want to have about what's happening with you, particularly is welcome while you're in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. Dr. Omar, when you mentioned that we were going to talk about probiotics, I started looking things up. So this B. lactis, proven to enhance immunity and reduce frequency and intensity of respiratory illness. L. rhamnosus, found to fortify immune function, improve mood, and help battle seasonal allergies. B. bifidum, fights off bacteria and other harmful pathogens from entering or our bloodstream and making us sick. L. grassari, proven to help, and you know I'm butchering the names, you know what they are, proven to help the IBS and bowel problems and even reduce abnormal fat. L. salivarius, crucial for good oral health. It also receives allergy symptoms, lower cholesterol levels, and enhances immunity. So you need to know what you're taking it for, right? And then you know.
Yeah.
So let's do this. 855-752-4842. Dr. Omar, let's let you ply your trade on the other side. All I'm doing is, you know, you're trying to ask some questions
thing.
That, you know.
Great points.
All
great
right.
points.
All right. 855-752-4842. Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, is on board on the Earl Ingram Show.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Amory Chevrolet makes the car buying process simple and painless. Whether you're looking to upgrade to something bigger because of your growing family, or you want the adrenaline and want the rush of a two-door sports car for a weekend getaway at the lake, Amory Chevrolet has something for everyone. Stop into their modern showroom today, and any one of their friendly staff will be happy to assist you in your car buying journey. Located along Highway 46 on Amory's south side, Amory Chevrolet is here when you need them.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
The following content is not intended as medical advice. Always consult your own physician, pharmacist, or healthcare professional for your own healthcare concerns.
Bringing you a passion for health and wellness, Dr. Omar Uliwa is here to answer your pharmaceutical questions. Now, let's go in the pharmacy with Earl Ingram and Dr. Omar.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my
all right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show. Dr. Omar is the proprietor of Mech One Thingsville, Welltopia Pharmacy. Let me ask you, Dr. Omar, your colleagues and others, do they like the little jingle, the little song that we play?
Yeah, they love it. It's just very suitable for what we discuss.
It's perfect, isn't it?
Well, in this weather, like when someone walks into the pharmacy, they have to be in the pharmacy.
Yeah.
They'd rather be somewhere else, you know?
So Dr. Omar, I was, and again, for those who are just joining us, you're talking about probiotics and gut health. Any other questions or comments you have, certainly are free. You can call us and Dr. Omar will certainly address them. So Dr. Omar, I was talking about all these different types of probiotics. How do you know which ones? You can't do this just willy-nilly. You really need to have some involvement with your doctor or your pharmacist, right?
Yeah, so I want to simplify things because it can be very simple and it can be very complex, but I'll tell you something. Let's say the lactobacillus bacteria. This is the gut's best friend of families of probiotics. We'll talk about three of them, and I'll tell you something very cool. Lactobacillus rhamnosus that you mentioned, that supports digestion and prevents diarrhea. All right, so it'll be higher concentration in the probiotics that help with that to prevent diarrhea. Then there is Lactobacillus acidophilus, helps to balance the gut flora and helps with lactose digestion. So if someone with lactose intolerance, they would take probiotics rich in Lactobacillus acidophilus. And there is also Lactobacillus plantarum that decreases inflammation, interleukin-6, which is an inflammatory marker, help to decrease it, helps to improve nutrient absorption. These strains of probiotics bacteria are in the fermented foods like yogurt, sauerkraut, and kimchi. So if you eat them more, you're going to have these diverse bacteria and you might not need probiotics. So sauerkraut, like when was the last time one of us ate sauerkraut?
I haven't had sauerkraut. Cardi, have you ever had sauerkraut?
I don't like it though.
I know it's not exactly top on the list. You know, maybe when corned beef, you know, what is it?
Cabbage.
No. The Irish that Irish. I forgot what it's called when the corned beef and why am I having this brain funk right now? But you know, anyway, go ahead, Dr. Omar.
So I want to tell you, like, we are not eating the fermented foods that we need, and when we start to eat the fermented foods, sometimes we're going to get worse, not get better, because we don't have the weeding of the bad bugs in the gut. So where do I start? I get this question a lot. I am having troubles in my gut, where do I start? And I tell them, we start with eating healthier, diversify what you eat, and we have to decrease the inflammation in your gut, and we have to work on putting the good bugs in your system. All right, how do we do that? Simply, I try to use probiotics that will have more than one thing. We'll have the good bacteria, like good lactobacillus, and the food for the good bacteria. I have something that I in my pharmacy, a probiotics called Dr. O'Hara Probiotics, made by Japanese technology, Dr. O'Hara, O-H-H-I-R-A. It takes 5 years to make it. They put the probiotics with fermented food for 5 years to be fermented. So it becomes super concentrated, super fermented. So if someone is having food poisoning, I have them take high number of the capsules, like 3 or 4 capsules twice a day. And within a couple of days, the signs of the food poisoning that they have, it goes away. And these are patients who are not going to take an antibiotic to treat this infection, because most of the time, you would be told by the doctor, just keep drinking water and it's going to go on its own. So this is one of the probiotics that I use for a certain cause. I group it into one certain brand and I train my patients how to take it. All right. How about after I get kind of an antibiotic and I need to do something after the antibiotic? So that's when we have also something with high concentration of lactobacillus and bifidobacterium. So it's like, you know, we try to group them into certain brands, very well made, and offer it with good direction. How long do I need to take it?
Dr. Omar, hang on. Let's go to Bill from McConnell. Bill, quickly, you say what? All right, we lost him. But let me, what the word I was thinking about, Dr. Omar, was St. Patrick's Day. So St. Patrick's Day, corned beef, and that's when I have sauerkraut. I don't, you know.
All right.
They kind of go hand in hand during St. Patrick's Day. But during the rest of the year, I'm as far away from, you know, sauerkraut as anything. But you just stated, you know, because it's got this unique taste.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not something you know, want to partake in very often.
The tradition of it. The tradition of it. But the fermented pickles, you know, we can find fermented foods that we like if we look deep enough. When you go to Costco, you find these fermented pickles. This is healthy food for your gut. You know?
Fermented pickles. 855-752-4842. That's exactly what I'm going to do, Dr. Omar, when I'm finished. Go and get me some fermented pickles. you know, I follow your advice, but the fermented pickles, you're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacy, on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is proposing a broad incidental take permit for rare fish during planned statewide transportation projects. According to a press release, the permit would allow those projects to go forward with plans to minimize any impact on conservation efforts. DNR officials also say normal spawning timing restrictions would still apply if crews come across a suitable habitat occupied by one of those rare fish species. The agency will accept public comments on the incidental take permit until April 4th. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is once again asking residents to help them keep track of black bear dens across the state. According to DNR officials, residents might start seeing signs or hearing sounds like squeaking or humming of new bear cubs at this time of year. If you do stumble upon the location of a bear den, you should stay at least 30 yards away while noting any tracks, scratch marks, or damaged plants. The DNR is asking residents to take a picture of the den if safe and report its location on their online survey. A Chetek man accused of OWI and fleeing law enforcement is facing new charges in Barron County Circuit Court. According to court documents, 28-year-old Aaron Burgess was charged with bail jumping and operating while revoked on Tuesday. Authorities say they responded to a car crash on Monday, and a deputy recognized the vehicle that had crashed in a ditch as the one he had pursued through New Auburn in November. That chase allegedly reached speeds of 130 miles per hour. Burgess is set to appear in court next week. The Barron County Property Committee says they have paused plans for an energy audit on buildings at UW-Eau Claire Barron County due to the federal funding freeze. The energy audit would have used $75,000 of grant funding to identify energy-saving measures. Officials say they planned to apply for another $150,000 of grant funding to more widely implement those measures identified in the audit. The committee's other options for the audit were using county contingency funding or not doing it at all. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're heading to the theater this weekend while the snow melts, here are some moving pictures you might enjoy, especially if you're into sci-fi. Opening in wide release is Mickey 17. It's being called a sci-fi comedy, drama, mystery, thriller. It covers a lot of bases. I think the only genre they're missing is adult film. The movie stars Robert Pattinson, who plays an expendable on a dangerous mission to colonize a planet covered with ice. The film is getting mad love from critics with an 87% and certified fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes. Another new sci-fi film that hits theaters, In the Lost Lands, stars Mila Jovovich and David Bautista. The film is about a queen who sends a sorceress into forbidden lands to find magical powers, kind of a necessity in the sorcery game. It's a nice cast and sounds fun, but is batting about a 50% with just a handful of reviews in. If science fiction isn't your thing, there are still lots of leftovers in the theaters from the last couple weeks, and most Oscar films are available to stream. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the mid-30s this afternoon. The wind will be from the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 15. Tomorrow, sunny, 34. We're back to 40 on Saturday. By Sunday, sunshine with a high of 45. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside right now, it's 12.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
The 1849 ban on abortions. Which, by the way, what is squat about that?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
What is squat about that?
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
What is squat about that?
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Friday, as usual, we will wrap up the week's big stories from a Courier newsroom perspective and a panel that includes veteran journalists and a former U.S. attorney.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
We'll be right back.
All right, welcome back to In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. Any questions or comments that you have, Dr. Omar, or about your own personal issues, Dr. Omar is willing to have that conversation. Dr. Omar, how can people get in touch with you?
People can always call at 262-429-9429 and leave a message, or go to wiltopiarx.com and send us a message.
And so, Cardi, so if people want to hear, and there's something that they missed out on this show while we're doing it right now, how can they find it?
They'll be able to go on civicmedia.com. They can look at the episode, click on the Earl Ingram Show, and click on this episode for today, and they'll be able to tap in. Or they can call in on the line at 855-752-4842. My bad.
No problem, man. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Let's go to Ali. Hey, good morning to you, Ali. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Good morning, Earl.
Hey, let me, Ali, before we go any further, Ali, how often do you eat
sauerkraut.
That's what I'm calling about is the sauerkraut. I love a good Reuben with sauerkraut, corned beef.
Yeah, I do too.
Swiss cheese on rye, and also a great way to get sauerkraut is to bake sauerkraut and spare ribs in your oven. Also, just for a quick meal with sauerkraut, you can have sauerkraut with a cut-up beef hot dog or a chicken sausage. Those are all great ways to get in sauerkraut.
You know, Ali, you're right. I love Reubens, and that's when I get sauerkraut. But I mean, you know, I'm not eating Reubens that often. So, Doctor, how often do we need to be eating the sauerkraut?
So it's just fermented foods, you know. When they did studies for people who live in the blue zones, that they live healthier longer, big part of the study was the type of foods that they eat. So they found always that their diets in five different places in the world, one of those was in Italy, one of those was in Japan, and I think one a place in California, they found that those people are eating always diets that are rich in naturally fermented foods. Like in Okinawa, Japan, they eat miso and natto. We might not be very familiar with natto here unless we take a certain supplement. In Greece, they are eating Greek yogurt, and that's yogurt that has lactobacillus and bifidobacterium strains that do not contain large amount of sugar, because unfortunately people eat here yogurt that has 30 and 35 grams of sugar. That's like 5 or 6 teaspoons of sugar. That's a lot of sugar that kills the idea of having fermented food. So Greek yogurt, kefir, fermented olives. And then in Sardinia, Italy, they eat something called a pecorino romano cheese, a form of cheese,
right,
that's aged. And so it's kind of find the fermented food that you like. Pickles, tempeh, fermented vegetables. So on a daily basis for the gut diversity. And if you don't like that, if you don't want to eat them, make probiotics as part of the gut diversity.
The supplements
you don't like
that you take,
if you don't want
probiotics
to eat them,
is one of
make
my top
probiotics
five supplements
for
any...
I'm sorry, go ahead, Dr.
See,
Omar.
Probiotics
yeah,
is one
telling
of my
you,
top
like,
five
women
that go through menopause.
Woman.
They have a lot of
going
pain.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, Dr. Omar, you had a relay on there, I think.
Changes right. In their body. Let and one see. Of it is
yeah,
gut
Dr.
health.
Dr. Omar, you had a relay on there, I think.
Is now right. Better? Can you hear me better now?
See. Yep, you're good.
Go ahead, Dr. Omar.
All right, great. Thank you. Thank you. Is
I was
now
just
better?
Telling
can
you
the
me
general
now?
Idea is
yep,
to eat fermented
no,
foods.
Go ahead, Dr. Omar.
All right.
No,
great.
No,
thank
we got
you.
We got, we got
I was just telling you the general idea is to eat fermented
no.
Foods on a how about now?
No, no, we got hang on, Dr. Omar.
How about now?
Hold
all right.
Second.
All right, we've got a second. Hang on, Dr. Omar.
Real quick. Give me 1 second.
All right.
1 second.
Sorry. All right, we've got a
I'm going to try and fix this real quick. Give me 1 second.
All right. All right. Okay, Dr. Omar,
right.
I think we got it. Go ahead.
All right. So the fermented foods
All
is the
right.
main
All right.
idea.
Okay,
Well,
Doctor,
right,
I think we
it's
got it. Go ahead.
pickles. All
No,
right. So the fermented
we don't
foods
have it.
is the main idea, whether
Hang on,
it's
Doctor Omar, hang on.
pickles
No,
or
no,
something else.
we don't have it. Hang on, Doctor Omar, hang on.
Sorry about that, guys. We're gonna this down. Sorry about that, guys. We're gonna this down.
All right. Emily. All right. Emily.
Let's try it again, Dr. Omar.
All right. All right. So we were talking about fermented foods and
Let's try it again,
longevity.
Dr. Omar.
All right.
I don't
All
know.
right.
What do you want to
So
do?
we were talking about fermented foods and longevity.
Do you want to go to a break and
I
don't know. What do you want to do?
All right. Try it now.
Cardi, do you want to go to a break and see if we can
A very important question
All right,
is
try
why
now. We should
fermented
be good.
foods matter for
All right.
longevity.
No.
So
this is we
a
still
very
don't
important
have it.
question
Let's take a quick
is
break
why
real quick.
fermented foods matter
Dr.
for
Omar,
longevity.
We're gonna take a quick
no.
break. This is we
no
still
problem.
Don't have
right,
it.
Let's
yeah.
take let's take a quick break real quick.
Hey, Dr. Omar, we're gonna take a quick break and
no
hang on the lines.
Yeah.
We'll be right with you.
All right.
Hang on the lines. We'll be right with you. All right, Dr. Omar, let's try it again. Go ahead, sir. All right, Dr. Omar. I don't know, Cardi, you know. Let's try this. Let's try going to the phone lines with Mary and see if that'll do it. Mary, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Morning, Earl. I have a couple of the probiotic foods for Dr. Omar. Shelf-stable product, which we see on the probiotic shelf.
Let's do this. Dr. Omar, hang up, call back, and let's try that. So, Mary, hang on while we see if we can get this technical issue worked out. But, Mary, you know, probiotics is certainly something that, you know, I don't recall ever having taken probiotics in my life. Dr. Omar, let's try it again.
All right.
I don't
All right.
recall
Can you
ever having
now?
Taken probiotics in my life. No. Dr. Omar, call us at 855-752-4842. Let's try that. 855-752-4842. All right. You know, technical difficulties happen from time to time, and we want to apologize for that, but we're going to try to work through it.
Earl, I've been taking a probiotic for years now, and I'm under the care of a functional medicine doctor, so I'm just so grateful for, you know, this advice from him.
You know, Mary, what happened that made you think that you needed to take probiotics? And at what time in your life did that happen?
Actually, I didn't know myself. I had no symptoms, no GI symptoms, but it was just a regular protocol by the functional medicine doctor who, you know, said, do this for your health. So for years, I've been taking one.
And so, you know, you heard the doctor talking about, you know, different things that you can take where you would not even have to take probiotics, you know, in the foods that you eat. And you're very cautious and careful about the foods that you eat.
I don't have confidence in my knowledge about diet, and so I take the probiotic just to, you know, supplement, you know, my diet.
Okay, Mary, hang on a second. Okay, Dr. Omar, you're there.
I'm here. I can hear you very well.
Okay, all right. So Mary, you can call back. And we'll work it through that. Dr. Omar, you were saying before we had the technical difficulties.
I was saying that longevity and probiotics goes hand in hand, because the longer that you can keep your gut healthier, it's going to be easier to always get the good, healthy nutrients from the foods that you eat. So that's why I am saying recommending take a shelf-stable probiotics for 6 months in 1 year. That will be minimum, I would say. A good, healthy probiotics is one of the very important supplements that we recommend to any woman during menopause, the time that the body changes and there is bloating, there is gas, there is change in the body composition because there is hormonal imbalances. One of the things that help us to bring that balance back is to take probiotics rich in lactobacillus, Saccharomyces boulardii, and other things to support the gut health.
You know, Dr. Omar says, but you'll want to be careful because all probiotics are created equal. Not all probiotics are created equal, and with so much clutter on the market, it's tough to know which ones are actually effective.
I agree with you, and then there is playing on the number. They tell you the higher the number of strains, the better. This is 20 billion, 30 billion, 50 billion, and many times the lower number is better. It's more about the strains of what to use. We as practitioners get to be confused about the different types out there. So I recommend that you always have guidance with the type of probiotics that's suitable for you in general and suitable for the health condition you're looking for.
Dr. Omar, hang on. And Mary, hang on. 855-752-4842. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
With major changes coming out of Washington, our Wisconsin Supreme Court could be the last line of defense for our rights. The ACLU Voter Education Fund does not endorse or oppose candidates, but wants you to cast an informed vote in the Wisconsin Supreme Court election. So where do the candidates land on issues like abortion? Here are the facts. Brad Schimmel stated he supports banning abortion. Susan Crawford supports access to reproductive health care and successfully protected abortion rights while representing Planned Parenthood in Wisconsin. On April 1st, Wisconsin voters will make a critical decision about the future of abortion in our state. To learn more about the Wisconsin Supreme Court candidates, visit aclu.org/WI2025. Paid for by ACLU Voter Education Fund, 212-549-2500. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
ACLU Voter Education Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Governor Tony Evers has released his budget, calling this the most pro-kid budget in state history. This is now the fourth time that Evers has put forth a budget proposal, and the three prior were all met with a similar fate. Republicans in the legislature rejected it entirely. Again this year, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss called the budget dead on arrival. To a certain extent, this is what we've come to expect from this era of divided government in Wisconsin. In previous years, Evers has eventually signed Republican-authored budgets and used his line-item veto powers to make certain changes. But could he play hardball this time around and threaten to veto the entire budget? Is there anything in this pro-kid budget that has to be there? Things like education funding, or clean water protections, or Medicaid expansion? With everything going on in Washington, now might be the right time for Evers to fight for these proposals and fight for Wisconsinites in any way he can.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. We hope we have the technical difficulties worked out. No, there it is, Dr. Omar. We're still facing. Okay. All right, so we're back. I think we got it worked out, Cardi. We're back. We're okay. Okay, Mary, you were saying, Dr. Omar, can go ahead, Mary.
Hi, Earl, and I have a couple of quick questions for Dr. Omar about eating sauerkraut. I'm wondering if the product that is sold on the grocer shelf that is a quality product, or do we need to look for one that's refrigerated? And also, how often do we need to be eating sauerkraut? Is it daily need, or is weekly consumption sufficient? Thank you.
Mary, you always ask great questions. Dr. Omar? We have Dr. Omar?
Then I would say weekly would be okay, but just eating fermented foods, naturally fermented food, not pasteurized, is what we look for. Because the naturally fermented are the ones that have the live probiotic bacteria. So the ones that are naturally fermented is what you need to eat wherever you find it, all right? So the ones that are non-refrigerated are equal to no probiotics. The shelf-stable ones are typically pasteurized, which kills the beneficial bacteria. And you always start small, like 1 to 2 tablespoons per day.
You mean of the probiotic?
I mean sauerkraut.
Oh, sauerkraut. Only 1 to 2 tablespoons a day. Oh, well, I mean, that's something.
Yeah,
that's something that's...
You don't need a lot.
Yeah, that's something. And Mary did say, you know, the stuff you're buying on the shelf, in the cans, and no telling how long they've been there. That you don't encourage?
That's are typically pasteurized. That kills pasteurization process, kills the beneficial bacteria. So I think the ones that are refrigerated will be always better, because these ones will have the live probiotics bacteria.
All right, let's go. Go ahead, Dr. Omar.
I just want to say, like, probiotics also goes the different way with the probiotics themselves, because now the technology of making the probiotics shelf stable makes the best probiotics always shelf stable. So you don't need to take many of the good probiotics from the fridge. Look for the ones from reputable companies that follow the research in using the correct strains with the right concentration, like from Orthomolecular, Microbiome Labs, Zymogen. These companies have excellent probiotics for different purposes, but they need guidance. What's for the gut? What's for the brain? What's for diarrhea? What's for constipation, etc.
Cardi, let's just bring up our next caller. And who do we have?
Oh, hello. This is Dave from Milwaukee.
Okay, Dave. Yes, question or comment?
Yes, Dr. Omar. We know that from science, the good bacteria in the microbiome feeds on fiber. Could you speak to the importance of a high fiber diet for a healthy microbiome?
Point, because this is one of the biggest mistakes people do with probiotics. Probiotics need prebiotics. Prebiotics are the fiber that are needed to make the bacteria thrive. So taking probiotics without those prebiotics or fiber, or foods rich in fiber, makes the probiotics have limited effect in the body, because when we take probiotics, they live in the gut 2 to 3 months, and then they wither and die, and that's the lactobacillus and bifidobacterium. When we have fiber, it makes them feed and grow and stay for those 3 months. But also, it's important to say that there is other strains of probiotics called spore-based probiotics. These spores, they are living in the harsh condition until they reach the intestines, and they help to crowd and encourage the natural, good, healthy bacteria in the gut to live and grow. But also, taking fiber is going to always be helpful, foods that are rich in fiber, and that's why we encourage to eat salads and to shop from the, not from the middle of the department store, but from the edges, where you can see the tomatoes, you can see the different vegetables and fruits. These are important to feed the healthy, good bacteria, even with, or if you take probiotics and if you do not take probiotics. But excellent point.
You know, Dr. Omar, I wish we had more time. I want to apologize for our technical difficulties, and certainly,
it's okay.
Yeah, but it's a great topic. It's a great subject. If people want to get in touch with you, how do they do it?
They can call at 262-429-9429, and we'll answer them right away.
All right, Dr. Omar, we will see you in a week. Thank you very much, as always. Up next, It's Your Thing on the Earl Ingram Show.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Join me as we find out what happened to USAID with Christina Dry, speechwriter and communications analyst for the agency.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. After a dramatic increase to close out February, weekly jobless claims have fallen back.
22,000 first-time claims for unemployment benefits were filed in the week leading up to February 22nd. In the week after that, according to the Labor Department, filings declined by an almost identical 21,000. Tomorrow we get the employment report for all of February. It's expected to show that 170,000 jobs were created last month.
ABC's Jim Ryan. We know big cuts, thousands of them, will soon be coming to the IRS or the Department of Government Affairs. Also, job cuts expected at the Department of Education soon. ABC News learning that President Trump is about to sign an executive order directing new Education Secretary Linda McMahon to begin dismantling the department. Rough weather causing damage across much of the country. Blizzards in Minnesota. Tornado in Mississippi, trees into homes in New Jersey. No updates on Pope Francis, still in the hospital, treated for double pneumonia. This is ABC News.
I'm James.